The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, there are many ways to lose weight. Most of them painful. One of the most painful ways to lose weight is to see your pocket book decline in size. Yeah, and boy, is that happening. The Labor Department of the United States announced recently a 5% annual growth in consumer prices. Now, to put that into context, that is the sharpest jump in 13 years. Yep. Consumer prices up 5% in annual growth. Again, the sharpest jump in 13 years. And most economists are saying it's not going away anytime soon. This is one of the tragedies of the promises made by the liberal left. Joe Biden ridiculed severely the economy of Donald Trump. Elect me and I will protect you, especially poor people. Elect me and I will take care of you. Now, consumer prices going up 5%, highest jump in 13 years. Okay, now consumer prices, we're talking milk, bread, and in fact, many food products are up far, far more than 5% in a year. Meat prices are skyrocketing. Egg prices are skyrocketing. I don't need to tell you that. You're going to the grocery store. Some of the price increases on food items are approaching double digits, more than in many, many years. Now, here's my honest question to you, because you folks are smarter than the average bear. And you don't just listen to politicians and go, No, you folks think. At least I hope you do. So we have been told by the liberal left, put us in power, we will take care of the poor. All right, here is my honest question. Food prices rising from anywhere to 3 to 12%. Who does that hurt worse? The family that's making $40,000 a year for the entire family, or the family that's making $500,000 a year? Which of those two families going to the grocery store is going to be impacted by an increase in milk prices? Do you really think the family making $500,000 a year is going to go to the grocery store and go, oh my goodness, milk is up 22 cents a gallon. What are we going to do? Of course not. But for a family making $30,000, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, it's going to impact them greatly every time they order groceries for their family. They are going to be hit hard. But this is what happens when the liberal left is in control. Those that they have made the biggest promises to, always, always, folks, those that have been given the biggest promises are always the biggest losers. I mean, when this whole war on poverty began, way back, yeah, Lyndon Johnson did even before, but I mean, it really took off under Lyndon Johnson. Some of you are old enough to remember the war on poverty. We're going to destroy poverty. Yeah, that was 60 years ago. Guess what? More people living in poverty today than 60 years ago, and especially in the minority community. Now, folks, again, you're smarter than the average bear. You are smart enough not to believe everything a politician tells you, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. Look at any reliable statistics and contrast black families 60 years ago. Look at the family structure 60 years ago. How many black families had a father in the home, a male figure in the home? How many black families were actually living in poverty? And then fast forward, after 60 years of the welfare system designed almost completely by the liberal left. And folks, listen, that's a fact. The modern welfare system was not devised by a bunch of conservatives. And every new program, we're going to help. We're going to help. We're going to lift you up out of poverty. Go back 60 years. Look at the facts. Look at the figures. Look at the statistics. Forget the emotion and the hysteria that the liberal left literally lives on. And then fast forward to today and contrast the two. And then you tell me what a success the war on poverty has been. The Biden administration has only been in office since the end of January. And inflation is already out of control. Do you remember what you were paying for gasoline a year ago? I do. And it was like a dollar a gallon less just a year ago. Do you remember what you were paying for other commodities a year ago? And contrast that with today. And we have only just begun, as the Carpenters used to sing. Wasn't that the Carpenters? We've only just begun. Yeah, that was the Carpenters. I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. Again, quoting the Labor Department, reported a 5% annual growth in consumer prices, the sharpest jump in 13 years. Now, if you ask a liberal progressive, they will say, well, it was the pandemic. We're coming out of the pandemic. A year ago, we were smack dab right in the middle of the pandemic. Unemployment was through the roof a year ago. No, you can't. For a while, you could blame economic woes on the pandemic and all that. You can't today. Liberal policies. May I repeat what I said yesterday? And again, it's not original with me. But everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. Whether it's people, programs, organizations, or the economy. That's just a fact. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 a.m. in Tampa, Florida. And The Word, 880 a.m. and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. And we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, there's a bunch of Texans that moseyed on up to Washington, D.C. Yep, they're going to sit a spell, going to hang out, try to find some Texas barbecue in Washington, D.C. Yeah, have you heard about this? Oh, this is delicious. I mean, it's weird, it's strange, but oh my goodness. Okay. Texas, like many Republican-controlled states, are passing some election refinement laws. Now, the mainstream media is going to say voting restrictions. You'll see that constantly. They want to restrict voting. They want to shut out minorities. They want to keep people from voting. But here's the weird thing. If you read the stories, they never, never, ever, ever, never, ever tell you how they are restricting voting, except they're going to require voter ID. Okay, 80% of Americans, numerous polls have indicated that 80% of Americans agree with voter ID for voting, a picture ID. I mean, think about all the things you have to provide ID for. I mean, just think. Think of all the places, all the times that you have to provide ID. And you can't require voter ID, a picture ID. But the mainstream media and the liberal left just says voter restrictions. No, they're voter refinements. And if you read them, if you care enough about truth to read these pieces of legislation, whether it's in Texas or in Georgia or other states, we got legislation pending here in the state of Ohio. They do not make it harder to vote. They make it harder to cheat. They're closing some loopholes. For instance, all right, in Georgia, there have been a number of audits done in the state of Georgia after the presidential election. Now, some of those audits are continuing, but here's the bottom line. There have been at least 10,000 illegal ballots found to be cast in Georgia. Now, if I recall correctly, Joe Biden took the state of Georgia by about 13,000 votes. In these audits, they have already discovered more than 10,000 ballots that were cast illegally. Now, let me be clear. Many of those were people who voted in the wrong county, according to the current laws that were on the books at the last presidential election. People voted in the wrong county. You say, well, that's no big deal. It was illegal. It was wrong. And they shouldn't have been counted. All right? So these pieces of legislation across the country are trying to tighten up election laws, remove the loopholes, not make it harder to vote, but harder to cheat. So Texas was all set to vote on this election law to refine the election laws in the state of Texas. Well, they have a clear majority in the House of Representatives. But the Democrats who oppose it, they don't know why, except they've been told, well, this is bad law. It disenfranchises minorities. Well, how is that? Well, it just does. Yeah, can you point to the place in the law where it actually works against minorities? Well, it does. Well, I know, but can you show us where? Well, everybody knows. It's a well-known fact that Republicans, I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric. They never, ever cite this section of the law says this, this, and this, unless they lie about it, as Joe Biden did about closing the polls early in the state of Georgia. That was not part, that was not in the law, and President Biden knew it, and he lied about it anyway. But so anyway, the Democrats said, we don't want to pass the legislation. The Republicans said, well, we're going to vote. And the governor called a special session of the legislature, and the Republicans said, we're going to vote. And so the Democrats said, we're going to leave town. Excuse me? If enough of us leave town, there won't be a quorum. You can't take a vote because you won't have a quorum. So 51 Texas Democrats got on private planes. And I'd love to know who paid for that. They got on private planes and they flew to Washington, D.C. And they are planning on staying there until the special session ends in August. Say what? They really did? They really did that. And once they got to Washington, D.C., they are treated like heroes. Vice President Kamala Harris has already met with them. Oh, you're so wonderful. That's just... No, they abandoned the state. They abandoned the jobs that they were given by the voters. And, oh, by the way, the big thing that they oppose in this new legislation, voter ID. Guess what they had to present before they got on the plane? Now, think about the irony of this. These Democrat legislators from the state of Texas, in order to protest picture IDs, had to provide a picture ID to get on the plane to fly to Washington, D.C. to protest picture IDs in Texas elections. Now, tell me that is not delicious irony. Well, Texas Governor Abbott says you can stay as long as you want. But when you come back, we're going to arrest you. All of you. Every one of you. We're going to arrest you. Now, they're not going to be thrown in jail. They're going to be taken to the state house in Texas. And they're going to be forced legally under arrest to vote on this legislation. So they're going to have to vote on it sooner or later. This is showboating. This is pandering to people who are not smart enough to actually read the legislation.